Hello and welcome in to the first edition of the winter season of the LaCrosseTribune.com Prep High School Sports Podcast. Now it's time to talk about wrestling, but this time basketball. I'm Zach James, and joining me for this episode is Assistant Sports Editor Todd Sommerfeld. And Todd, the girls' basketball season is already in full swing. The boys' season starts here in a couple of days. But in this episode, let's focus solely on the Cooley region in terms of girls' basketball. And let's start off with the cream of the crop in the area, and that's the Aquinas Blue Golds and Melrose Mindoro. You've seen both teams already this season. What are your first impressions of both of those teams?
Well, I think it'll be interesting, more interesting with what happens at Aquinas, because Aquinas is a different team. Millman is the same team. Same girls last year, same girls some of them the year before. Very experienced. You know what you get. Coach Arneson knows what he's going to get when he goes out there on the court. These are all, he's going to end up having his whole team playing in college somewhere. Four of them already decided, and Colette Lockington will end up playing somewhere as well, and a couple of them are Division I. So I think Melman, you can just pencil in there, they're going to have another really good year. They have some decent non-conference games too, so they'll get challenged. Aquinas is just going to, I think Aquinas is going to be really good too, and certainly you can't say that they're not, you know, don't have a chance to go back to Green Bay. I think there are some aspects of this team that will be better than last year's. I think there will be some aspects that will fall a little short. Coach Stanarski was saying before the first game against Chippewa that he was a little worried about the defense. I wasn't there the whole game, but the defense looked pretty good to me. So if they hadn't been doing well in practice for a couple of weeks, they you know, channeled something during the game and really got going. But I think that 1-2 punch of Stanarski and Becker is going to be really hard for teams to handle when they go against them. And that's not to say they're a two-player team. I'm looking forward to what Caleb Barr can do. And Taylor Tayish is, I think, on the cusp of something pretty big. I think she's going to be a really good player. And J.C. Weisbrod looked really good, too. Yes, a freshman jumping out there and playing in that game, too. So it's still going to be a balanced team. I think it might take a little time for that depth to, just kind of grow. Mm-hmm. There aren't a lot of kids playing basketball at Aquinas. Not many girls on the varsity and varsity reserve, so they're going to need some help there. I don't know. We'll see how they fare if Becker gets in foul trouble. I think that could be an issue at some point.
Or Dunorski, for that matter.
Yeah. I think when you lose your big with Becker and, you know, may not be able to come back in with something close to that level, we'll see. And like I said, some things may develop and they might be just fine down there. We'll see. They just kind of have a few players that are unproven. We don't know what they really have yet. So, but both teams are still going to be very, very good.
Yeah, and I got to see Aquinas on Friday night in their 82-45 season opening win over Chippewa Falls. And the defense looked good. I mean, the defense held Chi High to 14 first half points. They employed their trap defense. It did have flaws, but it's the first game of the season, so obviously you're going to have some flaws to start out the season. But I think this Blue Golds team has a chance to be just as good as they were last year. And I think, if memory serves me right, I think Aquinas and Melman both have just as long winning streaks, rather, than Caledonia football does. It's up there, yeah. So nothing to shake your finger at either.
No, there, and the MVC, I think, will be fun to see how Onalaska can fare against Aquinas. Onalaska is going to be a really good team, too.
Yeah.
They get overshadowed. Even though last year they almost made it to state as well, I think they'll be good enough to do that again. Interested to see how Olivia Gamoki improves her game. But they do have a lot of really good players on that team. If you want to look at the Miller sisters, Kenzie and Lexi, a couple other really good players there. Beyond that, we'll kind of see who steps forward for them. Those are established players from last year that I'm excited to see what the improvement is there. But I think, I mean, their goal is they want to get Aquinas. It's been the goal at Onalaska for a few years. They've had some really good teams. They haven't been able to do it. And so that's where they'll start this year. I mean, they got to win the rest of the games. They have a very good non-conference schedule this year. They're going to play Melrose at the end of the season
Oh, wow,
in a doubleheader with UWL. over at UWL, which will be great for both teams because it's after, I think it's after seeding meetings, so it's not going to hurt either one of them. It's a chance to play on a college court right before tournament time, and nothing to lose. Just go out there and play a good team. So I think that'll be interesting. Onalaska has a game against Stewartville coming up, which is always good. Last year they won that game, and it kind of turned them around and got them kick-started and headed in the right direction. So, you know, we'll see what happens with the two of those teams. But I think after that, it's those two and then a fight for third place.
And let's stay right there in the MVC for that fight for third place. Logan's got a new coach. Central's got a few up-and-coming players. Who do you see fighting for that third place spot?
It could be just about anybody. I think Toma will be decent. I think Sparta can... You could make a case that they could maybe do something. I think Q in his second year over at Central is going to have the Red Raiders go in the right direction. You got a new coach, you said Logan, Abby Weedman there. And she has a couple of good players, Claire Borsheim and Jenna Davis. But you need more than a couple, especially when you're building. When you're at the top and you have a couple, you can usually find a few that can play roles. But with Logan, they kind of fell off a cliff a couple of years ago after a great, great run for a long time. That was one of the best programs that we had in the MVC.
And that happens with programs.
It was a quick fall for Logan. And Abby Weedman has her hands full, I think, trying to get that headed in the right direction. But I do think she has some good players there to work with and try and get that going. They lost, got blown out by Richland Center the first game of the year, but you know, it's the first game out, and we'll see where they go from there. But I would say you're probably looking at, you know, maybe at Toma Central, see where Sparta can go in there. Holman has a great program, too, and, again, a new coach there with Nate Johnson. Just, I think, less proven players at this point. But Holman has never really been one of those teams that's kind of fallen off the face of the earth. They're always right in there. And Dewey V coached for a long time, and now we'll see what happens with a new coach. But Holman, you know, they have big choice in athletes. So, you know, you think they can get enough on the floor out there. So, you know, maybe you can pencil Holman in to challenge there too.
Moving out of the MVC now, another team who had a good season last year and should have another good one this year is GET.
Yeah, Lexi Wagner. That's scored 51 points in a game last year. They lost to Melrose the other night, 50-45 game, and that's a good game for both teams to have right off the bat. Again, you're talking new coach with GET, with Coach Hurd there, and it's when you go into that position and know you can build around Lexi Wagner, someone who's going to Youngstown State, you know, just one of the best pure scorers that we have in the area. You're sitting okay, but Molly Schmitz is there, Olivia Zilke's there. There are some other, you know, top tier talent that's back in that conference, and they've owned that conference the last few years, and it's going to be tough to go and take it away from them, I think.
Yeah, no question about that, and they'll be a tough challenge among the small schools here in the region. Any other schools jump out to mind outside of the MVC who you're excited about?
I'm curious to see what happens with Bangor after winning state and plugging in a lot of new faces. Next week, I'd probably say the same for the boys. Except there are some names there that I think will be able to keep them going. But girls-wise, I'm curious to see what they can do this year. You know, Caledonia is always going to be a good team there. Katie Tornstrom's back's there, and she's a really good player. She's going to play Division II in college, so there's someone there to watch. You know, other than that, we'll wait and see as to what kind of presents itself, I think.
All right, good enough. That's my favorite time of the year. I'm a basketball junkie, and just to see a lot of good, talented kids in the area just makes me more excited to see them play throughout the winter. And as we turn the calendar to 2019, make sure to check out lacrossetribune.com for all our prep and college sports coverage. Go check out Todd's first installment of a Holman Girls Wrestling Series, which is aimed to be really, really good. Go check out his videos on our
Facebook. 24 girls.
24 girls.
It's amazing.
Yep. Go check out the story and the videos on our Facebook and YouTube pages as well, youtube.com/thelacrossetribune and facebook.com/ La Crosse Tribune. And as always, if you want to reach out to us, email us at sports@lacrossetribune.com. For Todd Sommerfeld, I'm Zach James. Thanks for listening to the first installment of the winter season of the High School Sports Podcast. We'll talk to you next time.